do not covet. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 3, but sexual immorality and all impurity and covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Colossians chapter 3 verse 5, put to death therefore what is earthly in you, and covetousness, which is idolatry. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1-2, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous. Iniquity, however secret in the commission, or subtle in its appearance, is hateful and abominable in the sight of God. Covetousness is a sin of which scarcely any people acknowledge themselves to be guilty of. However much they are under the power of covetousness, they do not see any occasion for repentance before God, provided they are free from gross and scandalous sins. There is no sin more frequently concealed from the view of those who harbor it than covetousness. It assumes the names of prudence and economy, and under the semblance of care for one's family, is too generally regarded as a virtue. If it does not incite us to the violation of common honesty, or totally deaden all the feelings of humanity, then covetousness is applauded by others, and serves as a foundation for self-approval and self-delight. But the love of money is the root of all evil. It is a base lust. It is the vilest idolatry. Covetousness serves mammon in preference to God. It must therefore of necessity provoke the Lord to jealousy. In fact, God views covetousness with abhorrence and indignation. Because of their wicked covetousness I was angry. Isaiah chapter 57 verse 17. Luke chapter 12 verse 15. And he said to them, take care, and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you, nor ever forsake you. Exodus chapter 20 verse 17. Do not covet. Psalm chapter 139 verses 23-24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Editor's note. Though Christians are not to covet worldly vanities, we are to covet earnestly the best gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31. We are to covet such things as close communion to God, heavenly mindedness, greater dependence upon God, greater love to Jesus, greater humility, an increase in every grace, and in the fruit of the Spirit.